My people, Sideshow is about to celebrate its first birthday, and we're going to throw a big party. There are going to be so many firsts. The first Sideshow live event, the first public radio spelling bee, the first time Lakshmi Singh wears a hat that says, I'm Lakshmi Singh on it, the first pinata that celebrates diversity in public media. I can't wait, and I want to see all of your beautiful faces at the Green Space in New York City on Tuesday, May 26th. Find the link to get tickets at studio360.org/sideshow. Let's party.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
This is Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360. I'm Sean Ramisferam. If your big idea is original enough and crazy enough and maybe quirky enough, it will kill on Kickstarter. A project to build a statue of RoboCop in his native Detroit got funded. Some superfans made enough money to build a giant inflatable Lionel Richie head. And last year, a guy named Zach Danger Brown satirized straight-faced Kickstarter videos all the way to the bank.
We face a paradox when we design. To make the cutting edge familiar, and the familiar cutting edge, and vice versa.
Zach was trying to raise 10 bucks to make a potato salad. He ended up pulling in well over $50,000. I don't know what the secret formula is to having your half-serious creative idea succeed on Kickstarter, but these two do.
I'm Viviana Olin.
And I'm Matt Harkins.
Matt and Viviana live together.
We're not a couple.
Ugh.
They watch a lot of movies at their apartment, and the one that really made their jaws drop this winter was an ESPN 30 for 30 documentary called The Price of Gold.
NBC's now breaking the story that Tanya Harding...
Authorities are focusing their attention on Tanya Harding.
A plot designed to steal Olympic gold.
I mean, the rumors were just flying immediately. Wouldn't it be wild if Tanya had something to do with this?
There had never been in the history of sports anything like this.
Matt and Viviana were 6 and 7 years old when Tanya Harding's husband hired some thugs to attack Nancy Kerrigan with a baton in 1994. After watching the documentary and seeing how hard Tanya's life was and how perfect Nancy always seemed to be, these polarities and stories became the only thing Matt and Viviana could think or talk about.
I did, like, make out with a 25-year-old, and he had no idea what I was talking about.
Huh.
And so that really kind of... impress on us the fact that, you know, there's a whole generation who doesn't remember.
So they decided to open up a museum to remind everyone, and they had the perfect space in their apartment, this 25-foot-long skinny hallway. They wanted to dedicate one side to tell Tanya's story and the other side to tell Nancy's. They set their Kickstarter goal at $75, saying they would use the money to print a bunch of photos at Duane Reade. They ended up raising over $2,000. They couldn't just go with photos because Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan fans ended up sending them tons of stuff.
Welcome to our museum. I'm Viviana.
And I'm Matt.
This is the Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan 1994 Museum. And as you can see, it's very real.
It's located in the hallway of our apartment, and it's filled with very real artifacts and very real donated art.
Artifacts is just art with facts in it. All museums have art and artifacts. This is a museum.
When I visited the museum, Matt and Viviana gave me a guided tour of all of the art and artifacts they acquired from fans and eBay.
A blue, beautiful diorama of Tanya.
Where we have these trading cards that were made by Topps.
It's a He Said, She Said comics, which is kind of like a Mad Magazine ripoff, I think.
This is a milk cat from Stoneham, Massachusetts, where Nancy's from.
She gave us this championship guide, which has
a press pass from that same event.
Is that an official...
Pin? We are looking at Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding dressed as the twins from The Shining in the same hallway from that movie, but they're wearing figure skates right here.
It's Tanya
left
and Nancy.
In certain spots, and you can see Tanya with her leg up, and it's this kind of ballet fight between Tanya and Nancy.
With some aggressive possible cunnilingus.
Yes.
The idea for the Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan 1994 Museum may have started in a kinda ironic place, but it ended up in a very sincere one. What Matt and Viviana discovered through their Kickstarter is that if there's an ounce of truth in your project, it's going to find its audience, its own internet subculture. Did you guys always know that you'd be museum curators?
No, but people seem to like the museum when they visit.
Here's something we've been running into. They'll kind of like, the first person will kind of stop right when they get in, and then all their friends are behind them, and then nobody in the apartment building knows that it's a museum, hopefully. And so then there's just a bunch of people standing in our hallway, in like the apartment hallway, the building hallway.
Yeah.
And it's calling a lot of attention.
Your landlord maybe doesn't know that you have a museum in your apartment hallway?
Listen, all he knows is that at a certain point a month ago, we got packages every day and several packages from eBay.
How do people find the apartment if they don't know? I mean, if you're not advertising where it is. Are you advertising where it is?
We're not advertising.
No, don't tell them.
We're just like basically we start an Eventbrite and then send out invites for like a day when we're both there to give tours. Then we'll email them the street corner and just tell them to text us when we're there, and then we'll come down and meet them.
Do people generally know what neighborhood it's in? I guess has that been advertised?
Oh yeah, it's in Williamsburg. We said
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And when folks find out that your Tanya Harding Nancy Kerrigan Museum is in Williamsburg, are they surprised or are they like the opposite of surprised?
So much was positive, which was really cool.
Yeah.
But this one guy tweeted, and I saw like he was just like some middle-aged guy who like owned a wine store, and he was like, he posted the article and he's like, this is why people hate Williamsburg. And it's like, yeah, it needs just more wine stores.
When someone told me that this thing existed 2 weeks ago, I kind of rolled my eyes. Like, yeah, it's really funny, but it's like a little too ironic. But then, you know, I watched your video and I was like, wait, there's like a lot of sincerity here.
Mm-hmm.
Parts of the museum are funny. Were you afraid to have fun with this sort of painful and tragic story?
Well, I think our passion came from when we watched a documentary and that Tanya's story. It is like, it is sad. And what's kind of upsetting is that, you know, like I say, we have all these like this information about her after 94.
Yeah.
So when we were talking to people, you know, outside, you know, at work and different things, what we were really trying to talk about was like, do you remember she landed a triple axel? She was the first American to do that. That's
yeah.
like, it's something that had never been done before. It's very difficult to do. And then, you know, on top of that, she was really the best she could be. She still wasn't getting these kind of endorsement deals that she wanted. And we just kind of dove in with that story.
And we made a super conscious decision because, yeah, we did not want to – I mean, these are people who are alive and who are living their lives and have been, like, haunted by this for so long and connected to it. The only thing we're making fun of is ourselves.
Yeah,
the whole joke is, oh, these two people don't leave the house and watch movies and they're, you know, they make this here, this museum in their hallway. And that's a stupid idea, obviously, but mm-hmm. it's so nice because, like, you know, we'll have a bad day at our day jobs and, like, you know, like, blah, 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 frustrated. And then, like, and then we'll just meet some very cool people who are excited. And mm-hmm. it's like, it fixes everything, you know? We did meet four girls from Lillehammer, which, of course, is where the 94 Olympics took place.
Wow.
We were having our opening gala, and they kind of wandered by. And apparently, Lillehammer still is very into the Olympics. And so they came up, and we met them. They were so cool. And they came over later, and they said that they're going to talk to Norway about flying us out there with it.
They're going to talk to Norway?
You know, the government.
The guy?
They said they're going to talk to the government of Norway.
Yeah.
And then
that's what they said.
Did you believe them?
Yeah, we believe everybody.
We did believe them, actually, 100%. I came home and Viviana was like, we're going to Norway this summer.
Like, oh, do you cool. think it's not going to happen?
Are you saying it maybe not
true? I definitely
think
it's going to happen.
Why wouldn't these four people know how to talk to the government of Norway?
Norway's very small.
Exactly. It's not like here.
No, but Matt and I don't have passports, so we definitely have to.
Well,
that's how much we do not leave.
Viviana, are you team Nancy or team Tanya?
I definitely am more of a Tanya.
And Matt, which way do you go?
I'm definitely much more team Nancy. But I will say that there's like a lot of Tanya and Nancy in both of us. And I do think I have some Tanya inside of me.
Matt definitely has some Tanya inside.
And I think
him.
That everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
And even Nancy has, you know, a little bit of some Tanya qualities.
This kind of relates to a tweet that you have hanging in this beautiful calligraphy.
Yes,
sort the
tweet
of
heard around
style.
The world.
Yeah.
It had a total of 9 retweets.
Mm-hmm.
The tweet said, if you can't handle me at my Tanya, you don't deserve me. At my Nancy.
Thanks for listening to Sideshow. Thanks to Kayla Hoke and Krista Ripple for their unending faith in Sideshow. Thanks to Lital Molad at Studio 360. Thanks to Kathy Merritt at PRI. I think we should all hang out IRL. Lakshmi Singh wears the hat on May 26th at the Green Space on 160 Varick in New York City, and you should come. All the information is on the World Wide Web at studio360.org/sideshow. See you soon.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'll just describe you what's happening. The diorama fell.